Welcome to Cramming for Creox. I'm John, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Let's get started, shall we? All right. Well, today we're predicting the unpredictable, spontaneous preterm birth. Let's jump into ACOG Practice Bulletin 234 and arm ourselves with the knowledge to prevent these early arrivals. Preterm birth affects 1 in 10 newborns and a staggering 60% of twins. It comes in three flavors: 50% due to preterm labor, 25% due to PPROM, and 25% intentional or iatrogenic due to maternal or fetal indications for a transvaginal ultrasound cervical length of less than 25 millimeters. For singletons with no prior preterm birth, prescribed vaginal progesterone 200 milligrams daily if the transvaginal cervical length is less than 25 millimeters, continuing through 36 to 37 weeks gestation. The number needed to treat to prevent one preterm birth before 34 weeks is 14 in these circumstances. For cervical length below 10 millimeters, consider an ultrasound-indicated cerclage. That can add an average of 34 days to gestation and improve neonatal survival from 43% to 71%. Be cautious with the amnio before an exam-indicated cerclage. A study showed worse outcomes like earlier preterm birth, chorio, and preprom in those who underwent amniocentesis first. Granted, the study was biased in which amnios were performed in the more severe cases, so take these outcomes with a grain of salt. Boost your chances of prolonging gestation by at least 28 days by giving indomethacin and a perioperative antibiotic regimen around time of the exam-indicated cerclage. For singletons with prior spontaneous preterm birth, a 35% recurrence risk looms. Vaginal progesterone tends to have more consistent evidence over intramuscular 17-hydroxyprogesterone, with higher efficacies the shorter the cervix, starting at 16 weeks. Offering ultrasound-indicated cerclage for a history of prior spontaneous preterm birth and a cervical length less than 25 millimeters has a number needed of treat of 8 to prevent one preterm birth less than 35 weeks. However, vaginal progesterone may be similarly efficacious to an ultrasound-indicated cerclage if the patient is not already on progesterone supplementation. Twins present a different challenge. Tell me about it. Mixed evidence supports vaginal progesterone for short cervix twin pregnancies. No evidence supports ultrasound-indicated cerclage, but there is evidence for exam-indicated cerclage. And that's a wrap on the spontaneous preterm birth episode. I hope this episode helps you get term with the latest prevention strategies. Join me next time for more insights and OBGYN puns on Cramming for Creogs. Until then, happy studying.